And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
After reviewing all those items, in terms of severity, how would you classify the injuries to the defendant's head?
They were not life-threatening. They were very insignificant. They did not require any sutures to be applied to Mr. Zimmerman. So, as I will refer to them, insignificant injuries.
Irresponsible, call me unreliable.
It's good to be in talk radio in strange and weird times. And we're living in the strangest, weirdest times of my entire existence. Welcome to the Savage Nation. We're going to talk, of course, about the, well, the domestic stuff, the distraction stuff, the Zimmerman case, because everyone has drawn an opinion on it. But Obama is planning something as sure as I'm sitting here. He's requested 15,000 Russian troops on U.S. soil for upcoming disaster, and they're under the control of Big Sis, the monster who bought 2 billion bullets. There's not a word coming from the useless, gelded, impotent Republican Party. 15,000 Russian troops for an upcoming disaster? Take a look at the picture on michaelsavage.com. And here's some of the other stories, because there are other stories going on in the world, like Egypt's about to fall after Obama orchestrated the revolution against Mubarak and installed the Muslim Brotherhood. Now the Muslim Brotherhood's being overthrown by the very people who overthrew Mubarak, and Obama has nothing to say because he put the Muslim Brotherhood in power, as he wants to do in Syria, as he's done in Libya, as he wants to do around the globe. I mean, what more has to happen? And he's enjoying a $100 million junket with the wife and kids. Not one word from the worthless communist media. Ex-Mexican official to U.S., take more illegals, because they create a burden for us that we have to carry. This is from Mexico. What else? Jihadist Awolaki paid thousands for prostitutes. These are the stories on michaelsavage.com. Oh, you're shocked that another clean, pure, revolutionary Muslim was cavorting with hookers? Yeah, right. Oh, sure. Syria is jihad central. Obama toasts failed African socialist. Reporter who broke Snowden's story has his own secrets. This is a very revealing article. And this Greenwald looks like a very tainted individual. An America hater from the top to the bottom. The whole Snowden story is starting to change rapidly. Supreme Court approval rating lower than ever. You know why, don't you? Because they're just a bunch of lawyers who think that they're God. What else? Dick Durbin's Independence Day attack on new media and journalism. You know who Turban Durbin is, don't you? That's Turban Durbin. Oh, and one other point on my website. You young, foolish people who voted Democrat and thought Obama was a young guy like you, he's tricked you into paying all the costs of Obamacare. The young and healthy people in this country who are working are going to carry the burden of Obamacare on their backs. 855-407-2822 is the phone number. We want to hear from you on the Zimmerman case. Now, we have the 9/11 call audio, which has not been played all day. I've watched all the other stuff. The medical examiner said that the damage to Zimmerman's cranium was not that bad. She said it was just needed a Band-Aid. Did you hear that? The Band-Aid. But you see, I'm about to break an analysis that no one yet in the media has done, as you would expect from me, being the senior member of the American media and possibly the most insightful. And I have to blow my own horn because everyone else tries to break my horn. I will tell you that I broke the case down as follows. You want to hear it or don't you want to hear it? I know your mind is made up. White people generally think Zimmerman is innocent, except for liberals who are sure he is guilty. Black people, probably to the 99th percentile, are sure Zimmerman's a murderer. So where does Michael Savage fit in? I'm an independent observer, and I call him as I see him. And I think Zimmerman committed what he's being charged with, manslaughter. He didn't intend to kill him, but he may as well have intended to kill him. Why do I say that? I'm going to tell you why. You have to listen carefully. Without you getting mad at me so fast, you're hot under the collar, the board's so hot. I was told by the board operator, David, that at the end of the show last night, at 9 o'clock at night on the West Coast, that's midnight on the East Coast, when he closed down the board for the night after 3 hours of debating this, The minute he shut the board off and turned off all the callers, the board lit right up. That means that there was a backup around the block of people dying to call a show. And that's what's going on again now. This has got people very angry. Everyone has an opinion on the Zimmerman case. But nobody in the media, except what has told you what I'm about to tell you, nobody, all the geniuses out there, all the geniuses who know that they know everything, I know more than they do. And I'm going to tell you what I know, and then you'll decide whether I'm right or wrong. Zimmerman was carrying a Kel-Tec semi-automatic 9mm handgun. So, big deal. It is a big deal because he had it. He had a bullet chambered in the gun, and he had the safety off. Had Zimmerman not chambered a round prior to meeting Trayvon, and had he not taken the safety off, even if Trayvon during the altercation, even if Trayvon had tried to grab the gun away from Zimmerman, had that gun not been chambered with a round and safety off, Trayvon Martin would have had to use two hands. You can't do it with one hand. Many of you don't own guns. He would have had to let go of Zimmerman. He would have had to stop punching him. He would have had to take both hands on the gun, hold the pistol grip with one, pull the top back to chamber around, and then he would have had to unlock the safety, during which time the mixed martial artist in training, Mr. Zimmerman, would have had a time to throw him off and pound the hell out of him. But because Zimmerman carried a loaded weapon with the safety off, Trayvon Martin is dead. Therefore, the responsibility is in the hands of Zimmerman. I don't care which side you are on. He wasn't just carrying a gun. He wasn't just a watch guy. He was hunting. He was looking. He was hoping to find someone he could shoot or intimidate with that loaded weapon, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Jury. Now, I know many of you are angry at me for this, but I'm sorry in advance. I must tell you that there is one person who was dead and one person who was alive. And the person who was dead did not have a gun, and the person who was alive did have a gun. That's number one. And number two, I'll tell you something else that you don't want to hear. I can't even play this for you on the air, but I have it on tape. We did more research for you than anyone in the whole media. I've done more research than Fox News has done. We have done more research than all the people on Fox News together. We went and searched through the 9/11 call audio by Zimmerman, and we listened to it the way a CIA operative would listen to sound. And we heard the most vile, racist comment coming out of Zimmerman's mouth about Trayvon Martin that I've ever heard. I can't play it for you. I'm going to play clip two for you right now. Listen carefully. It's been deleted, but listen carefully.
He's running. He's running. Which way is he running?
Down towards the other entrance of the neighborhood.
Okay. Which entrance is that he's heading towards?
The back entrance.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
Now, did you hear the bleep sound? You heard the bleep sound. Zimmerman says the back entrance, and under his breath he can be heard saying, effing, and the first word is effing. The second word begins with a C and ends with NS. I didn't make that up. It's on the 9/11 tape. And I'm afraid that the fact that he has this racist statement, made this racist statement on the 9/11 call, and that he was carrying a loaded gun with a bullet in the chamber and the safety off, you have to find this man guilty of second-degree manslaughter, is my opinion. Something's wrong with this whole story. That's only one of the stories. There are so many others which I read to you. This story is a big one, but it's nowhere near as big as Obama and Big Sis, the dictator at the Department of Homeland Security. She's a dictator. She's out of control. She's the de facto Gestapo chief in America. She is the equivalent in the DHS of Goebbels under Hitler. She's the Gestapo chief. Actually, it's Himmler. I'm sorry. Pardon me. Goebbels was the propaganda minister. She is the female Himmler of the United States of America, and she's creating her own SS. Why should the DHS have weapons? She's trying to arm the DHS. She is trying to establish a shooting range within 20 minutes of Washington, D.C., of the airport. Where did this woman get this power? And where are these schmuck Republicans when all of this is happening? It's like literally a takeover of the government by a rogue regime, and there's not one Republican worth a damn. Then Obama brings 15,000 Russian troops to America just last week, just before his African journey. And nothing, not a word from these dopes. So, yeah, you want to have the distraction and talk about Zimmerman. Go ahead. You could do that. I know many of you can't even handle this. Now, where does Snowden fit into all of this? Some people see a connection. But this is for people who could do a 10,000-word puzzle. If the only puzzles you could do, let's say, are 25 pieces, please don't call a show. But if, as a child, you did puzzles that took weeks or months to put together, or better yet, you could add up five columns of five figures and multiply them within a few seconds. The phone number is 855-407-282. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey, I'm Michael Savage. Why have I been telling you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS? Why? Because your vehicle can get 22% better mileage. That's why. 22% better mileage. A study by Federal Consumer Protection backs it up. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Government test data describes it as very effective. It exceeds mileage guarantees, and it has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. These are amazing reports. They're real, and that's why I want you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS, especially now. The inventor and his product have received the attention of Motor Trend Magazine, Popular Science, and Popular Mechanics. He's even met with General Motors. Listen, this product has a positive 30-year track record, and it's made in the USA. That's right, made in America, not China. 22% better mileage. Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427. Get up to 22% better mileage. Just call 800-LESS-GAS now.
Days of traffic, Marin County northbound 101. Tamil Pius Drive stall, second lane from the left already. Stop and go from the Waldo Tunnel up to Sir Francis Drake. To the south bay, eastbound 237. Before north, first crash, middle lane block. Traffic back up to 101. And San Francisco getting better, eastbound 80. Now just slow from the 101 split to the lower deck. City Street approaches to the lower deck, though. Still bumper to bumper on all of the ramps trying to get towards the bridge. I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you're being audited, have years of unfiled tax returns, or you're being issued a wage garnishment or bank levy, listen carefully. The IRS has released new programs where you may now qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe, or qualify for other special programs. Authority Tax Services expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. Call 800-274-9157. 800-274-9157.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-663-2773. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
Tim Sullivan from Monarch Retirement Group constantly strives to make your retirement and investing goals a reality.
This is a scary marketplace. Monarch Retirement is a company that works to secure your financial future. And for everybody that's interested, we do offer a complimentary consultation, which does include a navigator, which is a planning tool we supply to each and every person we meet. We'll discuss investing, retirement, insurance. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan.
Call Tim Sullivan at Monarch Retirement Group toll-free to help navigate your investment future. 866-666-9996. That's 866-666-9996. Or go to monarchretirement.com. Tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSFO 560 to Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Securities and advisory services offered through SII Investments, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. SII and Monarch Retirement Group are separate companies.
Sean Hannity.
I'm not a politician. I'm trying to just get to the truth. So sometimes to get to the truth, you got to be tough with some people.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The ding dong, who's got the bell? Who's got the ding dong, who's got the bell? Somebody know, but nobody tell. But somebody bad story wedding bell.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation, brought to you live from the crazy city of San Francisco, wrapped up in a union-organized work stoppage that has millions of people in tangles. The thug union, the SEIU, shut down the subway, our subway called BART, in an illegal strike specifically to hurt the people, the working people of the Bay Area. And the moronic liberals in the Bay Area still love the thuggish unions, even though they have put them into this hell. And that's the problem with the country we're living in. The people are confused about everything. Let's go to WABC New York, where Chris is calling about the Zimmerman Trayvon Martin case. He has a lot to say. He disagrees with me, I believe. Chris on WABC, welcome to the program.
How are you, sir?
So I understand you're a use of force instructor, correct?
Yeah, I'm a police firearms use of force instructor. I was listening to your show last night.
Go from the top. I won't say a word.
Where, he shouldn't have been there. He shouldn't have been following the subject. He's not a cop. He's a cop wannabe. I agree with you there. But up to the point where he was down on the ground, allegedly, and Trayvon was allegedly, beating him in the head, that's where I disagree with you. As far as what we teach, at that moment, when he used deadly force, it all comes down to his perception of what he believed. Now, did he believe that he was going to lose his life or sustain a serious physical injury? If he believed that, and he was reasonable in his belief, then I got no problem shooting him. And be quite honest.
There's two things I want to say. First of all, by his own admission, by the medical examiner's testimony today, she said that the injuries to his head were minor. And a Band-Aid was enough to cover them. They were not life-threatening. Now, what you just said is interesting. You said if the officer believes his life is in danger, he has the right to use deadly force. And you also said, fairly enough, that Zimmerman was not a policeman. He was a wannabe. But it leads back to the first question, Chris. Why was this schmuck wannabe cop, this mall cop Zimmerman, walking around with a loaded 9mm semi-automatic that had a round in the chamber and the safety off?
Right. Then we get into another thing here, too. I don't know if you're familiar with the Kel-Tec pistol he carries.
I have owned the Kel-Tec pistol. I'm very familiar with them. They're double-action pistols. But why was he carrying that gun with a round in the chamber with the safety off?
That's how cops carry it.
I understand, but he's not a cop.
Because when
he's not a cop. He's merely a watchman. He's a self...
But a lot of the cop training slips into the civilian world as far as personal defense. And when that comes in, and I'll even teach myself, and I teach civilians, you don't carry a gun with that around in the chamber. That's just stupid. You don't have time for that.
Well, wait, why would he carry a gun with a round in the chamber with the safety off unless he intended to use that weapon?
Well, if you're carrying a gun, aren't you intending to use it to defend yourself or others?
Well, hold on. Well, that's exactly my point. He was intending to get into a shootout with that gun.
He was looking for trouble. He was hoping to find somebody, either with or without a gun, so he could be John Wayne.
It's, and I agree with you. But at the point where...
Well, you see, here's the thing, Chris. I'm a supporter of the police. If a policeman had shown up, this wouldn't have happened, would it?
No, it wouldn't have.
Why would it not have happened? Give me your opinion of why it wouldn't have happened. I know it wouldn't have happened, but why do you say... Why do you...
Let's call the force continuum. And based on when you're going to use force, there's three things you really look at. One is the severity of the crime at hand. If the kid's just walking around, you shouldn't be pulling a gun out on him.
Thank you. Well, hold on right there. That's right. Even if Trayvon Martin had burgled a home, which he didn't at that time, even if he had been found in the street with a TV in his hands, did that justify him losing his life?
Well, again, I wasn't there, and it doesn't really matter what led up to it. What, you know, that's part of the jury. The jury will decide that. But what happens at that moment, he used deadly force. What did he perceive? We have a saying when he used the force.
Well, wait, you're saying that Trayvon Martin used deadly force. Here's a kid. Let's reverse it. He's a 17-year-old black kid, high on marijuana. He has a sketchy background. He's maybe a part-time burglar, whatever. But he didn't burglarize anything at that time. And he's figuring this white guy is going to hurt him. He sees a hulking white guy speaking on his cell phone. He was he was probably threatened himself.
Okay, if he shot himself, did he have a cell phone? Why didn't he call the cops?
I don't know. That's a good point. That's a very good point. Maybe he should have retreated and called the police instead of jumping Zimmerman. I get it. But I go back to my primary point. Had Zimmerman, the amateur, not the cop, not chambered around and had not had his safety off, even if Trayvon had grabbed the gun, then you know better than anybody that Trayvon would have had to use two hands to chamber around, at which point the amateur martial artist named Zimmerman could have gotten free of him. Isn't that right?
Yes and no. How proficient is Trayvon did if he carried a weapon? I don't know.
Wait. Trayvon grabs the gun from Zimmerman, and it's not chambered, and the safety's on. What does Trayvon have to do? He has to use both hands to perform those two maneuvers, during which time the martial artist, Zimmerman, could have thrown him off and probably cracked him in the head with something.
Again, level of training. I don't need two hands to cock a gun.
Well, he shouldn't have had a loaded gun that was cocked with the safety off. That was his problem, and that's why Trayvon is dead.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Identity Guard services are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical conditions.
My identity theft anxiety was so bad, I broke out in hives every time I went shopping online.
I started shaking every time I was asked to enter my credit card number. I had it bad.
Identity theft anxiety affects millions of Americans, but it doesn't have to affect you.
That's when my doctor recommended Identity Guard.
Identity Guard Identity Theft Protection was rated best in prevention, and it costs less than a dollar a day.
With Identity Guard, I live life on my terms.
Let Identity Guard give you powerful, effective relief from identity theft anxiety for less than a dollar a day. Just visit identityguard.com/dollar. Act now, and we'll add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your children for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowler from Shaw Talk 560 KSFO. The BART strike day two continues. Good news. Negotiations were expected to resume at 6 o'clock along with state mediators on hand. Trains not running today, so therefore traffic is the top story. Taking a look at the roadways, eastbound 80 actually getting pretty good right now as you head to the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. It just slows pretty much from the 101 split onto the bridge. Still, the city street approaches have been the worst commute of the day. They are stacked up, especially the Embarcadero, but really all of the approaches to Highway 80. So a lot of people went to Marin County instead. Now they're jammed there. Northbound 101 from the Waldo Tunnel all the way to Sir Francis Drake Boulevard, bumper to bumper. Westbound 92 De Anza, tree down right lane. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
From small victories to big anniversaries, every day brings something to celebrate. And Hornblower Cruises and Events makes your moments extra special. What will you celebrate? Book your cruise today at 1-888-HORNBLOWER or hornblower.com.
Brian Sussman here. I know a lot of our KSFO listeners who have been living in homes that date back a few years, and they've been calling our friends at Plumbing Tech and Repipe to get their old galvanized pipes replaced with brand new copper pipes. All the work done in one day. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure, so you don't have to worry about things like getting scalded in the shower when someone flushes the toilet. All of Plumbing Tech's work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential. The best part is their pricing. Shop around for other bids, but make Plumbing Tech and Repipe your last estimate. Their rates are extremely competitive, and they'll beat just about any estimate out there. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe today. They'll throw in either a brand-new residential water heater or a tankless water heater with every repipe job they complete. That's up to a $1,600 value. For your free estimate and final estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682 or plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-516-7171. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-516-7171. That's 1-800-516-7171.
Homeowners, do you have 5 minutes to save thousands of dollars? If so, you need to call Capital Mortgage Services and talk to Stephanie. Stephanie is the queen of refis. Yes, you can still refi and save thousands on your home loan. Use the savings to pay down the principal, buy a new car, start a college fund. It's your money. Stephanie will help you refi even if you owe more than your home is worth. When you speak with Stephanie at Capital Mortgage Services, in most cases she can pre-qualify you and get you an FHA streamlined refi with no appraisal. Capital Mortgage Services will even pay your closing costs, or for a better rate, you can finance the costs. But do it now. These rates won't last forever. You have 5 minutes, because a 5-minute phone call with Stephanie can save you thousands. Call Stephanie now at 800-400-8391. Capital Mortgage Services, 800-400-8391. Be sure to ask for Stephanie, 800-400-8391. Equal Housing Lender, licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, broker 01861322, NMLS number 296169. Not all applicants qualify.
Weekdays at noon.
But there is a cost to this kind of campaign. They said anything they needed to say to win.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I wouldn't be proud of winning that way.
Topics from around the nation and around the world. But the one that all America is talking about. I haven't met anyone who doesn't have an opinion on the Zimmerman trial. Everyone's watching it. It's the, like Jody Arias with a fat guy in the chair instead of your neighborhood slut. And everyone's drawn an opinion. And basically, it's breaking down along racial and political lines, by and large, with the exception of me, because I'm generally not categorized. In some areas, I'm Attila the Hun to the right. On the environment and animals, I don't know. You can't define me politically. I mean, they're our friends. They're our friends on the planet. So you want to put me in a box, go ahead. If you think that it's a crime to defend elephants from poachers, then I'm guilty. But when it comes to this case, and I'm a gun owner, I'll have to give it to mea culpa. I'm a police supporter, but he's not a cop. Zimmerman was not a cop. He was a fat schlub, cop wannabe, and looking for trouble, wanted to be a hero, was walking around with a loaded weapon in his pocket, a semi-automatic with a round in the chamber and the safety off. Again, I repeat, it's okay for him to have the gun. It's legal. And generally, you are told to have a round in the chamber. But if you're in a situation where you're looking for a guy who, what, burgled a house, and you have a round in the chamber and you have the safety off, there's only one thing that you could do with that gun, and that's kill him. And that's what happened. Moreover, you didn't hear what I played because it's been deleted. When he is running, I'm going to play the tape again. Listen to clip two carefully.
He's running. He's running. Which way is he running?
Down towards the other entrance of the neighborhood.
Okay. Which entrance is that he's heading towards?
The back entrance.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
Well, there's two things in here. First of all, the dispatcher told him he didn't need to follow him. That's A. Now, whether he continued to follow him or, as he says, Trayvon came around and smacked him from behind, I don't know. We weren't there. That's why there's a trial. But he quoted a vile, vile racist statement about Trayvon that I'm telling you, if you heard it, your hair would stand up. And I can't repeat it, obviously. We had Samson on before, the police pistol instructor. We now have Delilah from Philadelphia on. Well, she's listening on WABC, believe it or not, in Philly. Delilah, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Dr. Savage. You mentioned not one thing, gender. I'm a female. I live in a dangerous city, and for 19 years I've done town watch, and we're told from our training, do not carry a weapon. Don't even carry pepper spray. I've had bricks thrown at me, bottles thrown at me, a gun shot off, even been sucker punched a couple times by the drug dealers in my neighborhood. And right now, it's 9:37 in Philadelphia. There's no one standing on the corner because I stood up against them. And I called the police always and had them come out and do what they had to do. Whatever they tell you to do, you stand back and stand down. You do not take the law into your own hands.
Thank you. Well, that's my whole point. Why was this guy running around with a loaded weapon in his pocket? He was looking to hurt somebody. Delilah, don't you agree with me that anyone who carries a weapon like that and is a neighborhood watchman, if he has a round in the chamber and the safety's off, is he not expecting some altercation where he has to use the gun?
Yes.
Yes. In other words, he's expecting something to happen. That's why he's afraid. He's a little paranoid that he's going to get into an altercation. He needs a loaded gun. Now, what do you expect to happen when you have a loaded gun in your pocket and you're in a fight with someone? Someone's going to get shot. Someone's going to get hurt or killed. Well, that's why there's a trial. If there was no, there'd be no trial if it was an open and shut case.
Right. For sure, he wanted something to happen, and he was looking for something to happen, and he made it happen.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He was looking for something to happen. That's how I see it. Again, you know, I don't know whether you listen to my show regularly or not. I'm known as a conservative, which I am. But I consider myself far more to the right of most conservatives, which I am on most issues. But it doesn't mean that I don't know right from wrong or north from south or east from west or up from down. And I'm telling you, Zimmerman is wrong here.
Dr. Savage, the whole bottom line to town watching is to be the eyes and the ears and report it. That's all. But do
eyes and ears, not the pistol. Eyes and ears, not the pistol, Delilah, correct?
He wanted,
but you know, Delilah, you've been doing this for how many years as a neighborhood watch person in Philly?
15 years, and I'm still here alive.
Okay, here's a question for you.
By myself as a female.
Okay, no, I hear you. So in your estimation of Zimmerman, you've watched a bit of the trial on TV, have you?
Yes.
What do you make of him? Do you agree with me that he's a cop wannabe?
Oh, definitely.
Yes, and don't you think he's very insecure and slightly paranoid?
Got a lot of problems there with himself.
Right. And even if Trayvon had been found with a television set that he stole in his hands, that did not give him a right to kill the kid.
No.
All right. Well, I mean, look, I don't know where we go from here. If anyone wants to call on this, Delilah, thank you for being delightful. I'm sending you a copy of Trickle Down Tyranny in hardcover. You'll get it over the weekend. Florida on WFTL in my... Well, I would say my hometown. It's not my hometown, but I love Boca Raton. I love Rat's Mouth. I just love all the people down there because they yap, 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 yap. That's why they moved to that town. Florida, WFTL. Tom, you're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, Mike. Michael, great show tonight. I'm actually here about 50 miles west of Sanford in Citrus County. I've been following this. And just until tonight, I had a different opinion, but you're making me think more about this, Michael.
That's good. I want to make people think.
I think you have some good points here.
See, here's the thing. You just hit the nail on the head with regard to my opinions. Prejudice, as we well know, is inherent in the human condition. Prejudice means to prejudge. And many of us have prejudged this and many other news events based upon our biases and based upon our racial orientation, our race, period. And therefore, they're not thinking about it anymore. They want Zimmerman to be let off the hook, and that's the end of it. But I think that we need to look at this more carefully. And I think that, look, he's not being tried for first-degree murder. He is being tried for second-degree manslaughter. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
See, already the charge has been reduced from murder to manslaughter. He's not facing first-degree murder. But don't you, see, here's the thing. I think that Zimmerman has a great deal of responsibility for what happened. One, because he did not stand down when he was told to by 9/11. Two, because he had a loaded gun in his pocket with the safety off. What did he expect to happen is what I'm asking tonight, Tom.
Yeah.
Thank you for that call. That's all. 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. There is a trial for a reason. And the trial is about all of the facts up and down the line, but you're missing something. Old Trayvon Martin can't testify. It's not like Trayvon Martin got shot in the leg and he's on the stand. He's dead. So you have only one person there, the guy with the gun. That unto itself is a... See, look, I got to tell you something. The prosecutor's not doing a very good job. Everyone knows he's messing up. They're doing a disastrous job. Half the witnesses they brought for the prosecution are working for the defense, etc. That's number one. Number two, the fact of the matter is, they have not yet even brought up the weapon as I have. Maybe they will after listening to me last night. They're going to have to bring up the weapon and show it in court and explain to the jury that this gun had to be cocked in advance of the safety off for Trayvon to have been shot like this. Had Zimmerman not chambered around and had not had the safety off, I don't think Trayvon would be dead today. I have to repeat it again and again and again till you get it. If that gun was simply in his pocket, unchambered, and with the safety on, if, as he says, Trayvon was reaching for Zimmerman's gun, the best thing that could have happened was is that Trayvon grabbed that gun, because then it would have meant that he couldn't fire it. And what would have happened if he would have pulled the trigger and nothing happened? Well, Zimmerman would have jumped off out from underneath him. Zimmerman was a very strong kid. Very strong. In fact, it came out of trial. He was taking mixed martial arts lessons 3 days a week. I don't think you know that. Oh, yeah. Oh, this one really had issues. He was studying MMA 3 days a week, according to the trial testimony that I saw today. So this guy, who was capable of fighting, could have jumped out from underneath this kid and probably kicked him in the face and run away or gotten the gun back. But number two, Trayvon would have had to use two hands to load a round into that gun. Okay, this is why, by the way, I prefer revolvers, incidentally. You don't have to do anything. You got five or six shots waiting to go. You don't have to do anything, and they usually never jam. But that's a separate story for those of you who are not gun owners. You absolutely have to understand that the gun is the whole thing here. The gun is one of the most important parts of the whole story, as is the 9/11 operator saying you don't have to do that. Stand down. He didn't stand down. All right, maybe the guy came from around him and cracked him in the head. We don't know that. We know that Zimmerman was a good person, by the way. He had been asked by the neighborhood to be the neighborhood watch person because the neighborhood was being burglarized, as we all know. The neighbors liked him. Zimmerman was a community leader. He was a good man. And the fact of the matter is, some of you are saying during his watch, Zimmerman did spot Martin and did call the police. Zimmerman was told not to follow Martin. We all agree on that. But he was then asked for the suspect's location. That's when Zimmerman got out of the truck to check the location so that he could meet the police at that intersection. That's important. Zimmerman then claims he was jumped when he got out of the truck to check the street signs. Okay, well, let's assume that happened. He was jumped. Again, I have to go back to the fact that Martin was probably in fear for his life. I know you don't want to hear that. We know that he was suspended for possession of marijuana while on school grounds. We know that he was a kid who had trouble. We know that he had a history of petty burglary. It doesn't mean he should be killed. Many people listening to the show had troubled youths, and thank God they got through that phase of their life and they became human beings. They grew up. And Martin had a right to grow up. We don't know what he might have become, even an ordinary person. What's the difference? He'd have to become Einstein. He didn't have to become a... He just had a right to live. So I feel that my conclusion is correct. I do have all the information on the George Zimmerman case, and I know many of you have written to me that I'm getting it wrong. And I appreciate that. I understand the other side, but I still stick to my particular position. 855-472-82. If you want to talk about the other big topics, and there are big topics on michaelsavage.com and elsewhere, I mean, the big story to me, it's like stands out like a silo in a desert. The head of Department of Homeland Security, the Himmler of our time, a rogue woman called Big Sis with more power than any woman on the planet, so far as I can tell, signed a secret agreement with Russia just last week to bring 15,000 Russian troops to the United States of America. They are here now, and they're here waiting for an upcoming disaster. This is a violation of the Posse Comitatus Act. It is absolutely illegal. It has to be stopped. There's only one reason the Russian troops are on our soil. It's because this corrupt, evil administration knows that the people are getting closer to them. The administration fears the people, and the administration doesn't feel they can trust U.S. troops to shoot American citizens on U.S. soil. They're frightened that they may have to use Hessians to kill Americans. Is this a totally paranoid viewpoint of Michael Savage, or is it rational? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-945-9328. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-945-9328. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-945-9328.
KSFO traffic eastbound 92 and northbound 880 and Hayward crashed off to the right side. Traffic's recovering, but it's still sluggish across San Mateo Bridge. Out of San Francisco, northbound 101, bumper to bumper. Actually, it's eastbound 80 from the 101 split onto the lower deck. And the city street approaches to the lower deck continue to be heavy. Northbound 101, bumper to bumper from the Waldo Tunnel into about Corte Madera, about Sir Francis Drake Boulevard. Also slow eastbound headed towards the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge. I'm Dave Fowkes, Autotalk 560 KSFO.
Are you trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Call 800-483-1465. 800-483-1465.
Want half-off premium fashion? Right now, just $20 gets you $40 to spend at Saks Fifth Avenue off 5th. Only available at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money?
I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom-built in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new projects for completion by July 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Yep, it finally happened. Mortgage rates shot up. Where do they go from here? Three possibilities. Up more, back down, or stay the same. Who really knows? The simple truth is that if your current mortgage rate is higher than cash calls rate in this commercial, you should call now and refi without sinking any closing costs, not one dime, into a new loan. This way you save right now if rates go up or move sideways. And you can refi again without losing that dime if rates come back down. By acting now, you win, no matter what. Make the cash call at 866-590-CASH to refi without closing costs with a 30-year fixed 4.25% rate and APR. It's so simple. Save now and save the maximum later. No matter what happens, you'll be glad you didn't procrastinate. Call 866-590-CASH for a no-closing-cost refi now.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates subject to change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License, NMLS 38512.
Mike, you can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
You know, the media has been biased against Zimmerman from the beginning. That's a crime unto itself, but we expect that from the illegitimate in the media. You have to just dismiss them for what they are. They're hopeless, and we can't count on them. That we understand. But the fact of the matter is, in the beginning, I saw photos of Zimmerman's injuries. I thought his head was almost smashed in. Yet today, I listened to the medical examiner, Valerie Rao, who's extremely well-qualified. She didn't seem like a poorly trained, stooge to me. And I want you to listen to clip 4, please, on the Savage Nation.
After reviewing all of those items, in terms of severity, how would you classify the injuries to the defendant's head?
They were not life-threatening. They were very insignificant. They did not require any sutures to be applied to Mr. Zimmerman. As I will refer to them, insignificant injuries.
Insignificant injuries. Now clip 5 from the medical examiner on the Zimmerman case.
Did you observe any lacerations to the back of the defendant's head?
Yes.
How many?
2.
And are either of those lacerations life-threatening?
No.
Why not?
Because it was so minor that the individual who examined and treated Mr. Zimmerman told him that the sutures were not required, so she put a Band-Aid on each of them, and that was the extent of the treatment.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wouldn't have wanted those injuries. I've had head injuries from childhood brawls where I had my head hit with rocks and so forth. They're not fun. Any injury to the head is a potentially a serious injury, but he panicked. He probably thought he was going to be killed, and that's why he went for his gun. I understand all of that. But frankly, he put himself in that situation. See, this is what I'm trying to tell you over and over again. Zimmerman put himself in that situation that he had to use the gun. Moreover, he had a loaded gun with the safety off. Moreover, he was told not to pursue Traven. Moreover, he didn't have to have a damn gun with him. He could have just been a neighborhood watchman. What did he have a gun for unless he expected to use it? You know, the first rule of having a gun is you better expect to use it. The first thing any gun owner is told is the following. Never, ever pull a gun on anyone unless you're ready to pull a trigger and kill them. Did you know that? I don't know if you understand this. Many of you are gun owners, but you don't understand the power of that weapon you have in your house. Many of you have intellectualized your weapons and fantasized with paper targets. But I think it's very important for you to understand the power inside a weapon, the power inside every bullet. The lethal power in that bullet can take away millions of years of evolution in a human being next to you. It's made for one thing only. It's not made to heal. A gun is made to kill. It's not made for anything else. It's made to kill. Do you understand that? I hope you understand that. I know you don't know what you can't believe what you're hearing. What, do you want me to worship guns? I'm not going to worship a gun. I own guns. I don't worship them. I don't sit there polishing it in my basement, staring at a picture of John Wayne. I'm not like that moron in Connecticut who should have been put in the nut house a long time ago with his mother, that idiot who killed all those children. I mean, what did he have guns for? Why was he allowed to have a gun? Why the mother, by the way, that's a separate story. The mother is culpable of those murders, the one he shot. She had a lunatic son, a mentally deranged son in the basement, and was buying him guns and pictures of Rambo weapons in the basement. A guy like that shouldn't have had a gun. What does it have to do with the Zimmerman case? Everything and nothing. He was a neighborhood watchman. I respect that. He was willing to have the guts to go out and look for troublemakers. I respect that. He had a loaded gun ready to shoot, and shoot it didn't. There's a boy dead, 17-year-old kid. Innocent boy, no. Troubled boy, yes. Boy high on marijuana, but so are most of our politicians. Half of San Francisco is high at any one moment. So what does the marijuana have to do with it? Nothing. Oh, marijuana. Well, San Francisco, they're all on drugs. So what's the difference? You can't walk down the street without getting high from the jerks with their stupid medical marijuana. But that's irrelevant. What's relevant here is that there's someone dead and someone alive. And he's on trial right now for second-degree manslaughter. And I believe he has a great deal of liability. And I believe that he will be found culpable to a certain extent. And I believe he will serve some time. I don't think it's going to go the other way. There's no way he's walking away with no charges. No way whatsoever. Many of you disagree with me 100%. Oh, he's a hero. The kid got what he deserved. I don't know how you could take that position. The kid got what he deserved. What did he do that he deserved to die? Tell me what Trayvon Martin did that he deserved to lose his life. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. But there are bigger stories out there. The racial comment that we bleeped out made by Zimmerman is so offensive we can't even play it on the show. I'm telling you, I heard these comments when I was a kid from pretty bad people. And it's something you might have heard in the early days of The Sopranos about black people. It's very ugly. But he said it on a 9/11 tape. What we're doing, because many of you don't want to hear it and you don't want to believe me, is we're actually taking out the bleeped statement that Zimmerman made about Trayvon Martin. And we're going to open it up on michaelsavage.com for you to download. Under his breath, he could be saying, the word begins with F and ends with G. The second word begins with C and ends with NS. You're not going to believe it. You say, does that make him guilty of a crime? Yeah, maybe make him guilty of a hate crime. I'll go a step further. I'll double down on my position.
Savage. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Yeah, now he's coming towards me.
Okay.
He's got his hand in his waistband. Yeah, he's a black male.
Okay. How old would you say he was?
He's got a button on his shirt. Late teens.
Late teens, okay.
Something's wrong with him. He's coming to check me out. He's got something in his hands. I don't know what his deal is.
Okay, just let me know if he does anything, okay?
Over here.
Yeah, we got him on the way. Just let me know if this guy does anything else.
Okay. These
assholes,
they always get away.
These AHs, they always get away. Later on, he makes a racially horrible comment about him that's been bleeped out of the 911 tapes. We're the only ones in the media who have it. And I believe that as a neighborhood watchman, he was doing a good thing, but he carried a loaded weapon with a chamber around in the chamber and the safety off, and therefore the kid's dead. Period, end of story. Because again, I have to repeat, if you don't understand what I'm saying, of course you're all taught to carry the weapon with a round in the chamber. Because you're all expecting someone's going to break in the house, and that's the way you have a semi-automatic. You don't have time to load the gun. I get it, in the house. But if you go out on the street with a semi-automatic and you have a round chambered and the safety off, that gun is liable to kill somebody. Or you have an intent to kill somebody or hurt somebody, or else you wouldn't have a round in the chamber. Is that right? What's it for? I mean, if I were the prosecutor, I'd put Zimmerman on the stand and say, why did you have a round in the chamber? Why did you have the safety off? Explain to the jury what you were expecting to happen. And now, how could he defend that? without saying, well, he wanted to protect himself in case it got bad. He had to defend himself. Well, defend himself he did, and he killed the kid. So he has some degree of liability. That he's, by the way, he's not facing first-degree murder charges. He's facing second-degree manslaughter, I believe, which I think is the proper charge. And I don't think he should go away for life under any circumstance. Am I saying 30 years? I didn't say that. You know, there's a story that's somewhat related on michaelsavage.com that stunned me. It's about a security guard who beat a guy up and took off half his skull in a Mexican bar in L.A. Where's this pic? You won't believe this. Half the guy's skull has disappeared. It's on the bottom of michaelsavage.com. There is a picture of a house painter gets $58 million after vicious bar beating, leaves him without half a skull. It's a horrendous picture. I can't believe anyone could live like this, right? What happened? He was in a Mexican bar with his relatives, right? And the relatives got into a fight. And the security guard and someone else attacked his relatives. And this guy jumped into the fight, and he tried to stop the bartender and security guard from beating up his relatives. And they say an unlicensed, untrained security guard beat this Mexican fellow with a baton, kicked him in the head 8 times, and smashed his skull against the pavement 4 times. The security guard, Emerson Quintanilla, and the bartender manager who sparked the attack have disappeared without a trace, meaning they went back to Mexico until their legal citizens and Obama can award them with a White House visit. Meanwhile, they beat the guy's head in, right? And he had to go to the hospital. He now requires 24-hour nursing care, and he won a $58 million award. What's the point of the story? The point of the story is that they were untrained, unlicensed security guards. Now let's go back to Zimmerman. Zimmerman was an untrained, unlicensed neighborhood watchman. And I'm going to tell you something else. This family of Trayvon Martin has a major liability. Are they lucky I'm not one of these mesothelioma lawyers? I don't know why God put those parasites on the planet, but if I see one more mesothelioma ad, I'm going to break the television set. These are the same scum who rape people on the asbestos claims. I know one of them. I went to college with one of these low-life bums. His father was a dirtbag just like him, another great liberal Obama supporter. He lived off the asbestos lawsuits for 35 years. They're in the mesothelioma business, but they're lucky I decided to go into something honest. What's the honest point here? They're going to sue the Homeowners Association for permitting Zimmerman to march around with a gun, an unlicensed, untrained neighborhood watchman. So they have liability. Believe me, this is just beginning now. And most of this, by the way, is horrible to say. It's really about the money that's going to come down the pike for the family. At the end of the day, yeah, the kids should be alive. But boy, oh boy, is there a lifetime to hit it. Yes or no? Yes? Yeah, good, 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 good. Let's go to the callers in Connecticut. Jim on WDRC in the great state of Connecticut. Jim, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Dr. Savage. How are you tonight?
What's on your mind?
Well, I've been listening to what you've had to say. And first of all, I want to thank you for actually having clarity for a change, because the way this is turning around, this is ridiculous, the way everyone's trying to slant this issue.
Well, what do you mean, what do you mean clarity for a change? You mean I'm normally clouded?
I'm sorry, are you there, doctor? I can't hear you.
You said thank you for having clarity for a change. Do you mean normally I'm clouded in my viewpoints?
Oh, no. Most people I listen to on the radio or television, they slant it one way or the other.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, they've taken positions already. MSNBC is already Zimmerman's a killer and a racist. And Fox already, Zimmerman's a hero.
Oh, it's ridiculous. No one can just look at the facts. And you look at the facts, and I appreciate that. That's why I listen to you.
Okay, so what is your opinion, though? Are you an ex-cop according to the board you are?
Yes, I am.
And what do you think? What do you think?
Whole career. Cop wannabes, little men who couldn't get through. They get a gun, they're a big man. I don't know him personally. I don't want to insult him. But all I'm saying is there are much other things he could have used as neighborhood watchman. He could have used pepper spray. He could have used a stun gun.
Thank you.
To have a loaded.
Thank you. Why didn't he? Why was he carrying a cannon in his pocket?
And policemen carry guns with the safety on.
Thank you. Okay. So you know, as a trained user of pistols, handguns, let's put it that way, pardon me, that even if the safety had been locked on and Trayvon had grabbed the gun and pulled the trigger, that gun would not have fired a round. Is that correct?
Exactly. The gun would have
And at that point, Zimmerman could have, at that point, Zimmerman could have knocked the gun out of his hands and probably taken control of the fight. But because Zimmerman foolishly had chambered around and had the safety off, this kid got the gun, or tried to get the gun, and Zimmerman shot him.
Yeah, it was needless. It really was. Not
needless, and the liability is in the hands of Zimmerman.
Exactly.
But your main point is the better point, which is that he could have carried a pepper spray or a stun gun, and he didn't. Therefore, he was looking to be John Wayne.
Pepper spray nowadays is so effective. If he sprayed Trayvon pepper spray, incapacitated for 15 or 20 minutes, the police would have been there in 1 or 2 minutes. The whole situation would have been avoided.
So why did he carry a loaded gun?
In my opinion, which I don't know the man. I was a policeman for a long time. I dealt with a lot of policemen wannabe. Used to even hang around the police bars, and they were so in love being a cop, but they couldn't do it. They felt like a big man once they got a gun in their hand. And it's a sad thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks for the call. So Michael Savage was the first in the media to raise the issue of gun evidence. It's now being copied by the lesser lights on Fox News, those with blow-dried minds and pauperish souls. I'm glad. No, obviously, the object here is to raise the dialogue to that level. And I'm glad the girls of Fox News listen to me or have their producers listen. It's good. We all learn from each other. They've got the legs and the lipstick, and all I have is my brain. God gives you what you... God gives you the weapons that you need. I wasn't given the legs. What can I do? I mean, if I had good legs, just think about my career on Fox News, what a career I could have had. I wonder what Hannity would look like in a kilt. I think now as he ages, he may have to go to a kilt to save the viewership. Because think of, the whole network's going to the skirts. They moved up the airhead now to the prime time. That's okay. Look, it's entertainment tonight. Do you want to go on to other topics? Yay or nay? Yay or nay? 8-5. I mean, I keep saying to you, this is a nice distraction for what Obama's getting away with, which is why the left-wing fanatics in the media. Have you seen any pictures of Obama entertaining himself in Africa? I haven't seen any. I know he's there. I know they're having fun. I heard they danced. They had a dance. They did a dance in Africa. But there's not too many pictures, are there, of Obama on his $100 million junket. Nor the aircraft carrier offshore in case he needs an aspirin. It's unheard of that they blacked out the trip. Why? Why are they not showing pictures of him in Africa? Because they know that this man is hated. At a time like this in America, when so many people are still struggling, by the way, there are millions of people still struggling, whether you know it or not. I'm not one of them, but there are millions of people who are struggling. I'm not trying to overly identify with the guy with nothing, okay? I wouldn't do that. The fact is that this guy's extravagance is sickening. It's disgusting. And that's why his friends in the media, the state-controlled media, don't show him vacationing in Africa. Except for one picture that I've seen, which is of him and the wife towering. The wife towers over everyone with Barbara Bush and Bush 1, with the librarian and Bush 2 in a lineup there in Africa. What the heck are they all doing in Africa? Now, Bush gave away $15 billion, so-called, for AIDS. I would say that if $100,000 of it actually went to an AIDS patient, I'd be quite surprised at the $15 billion. Where the rest went would probably be into Rolls Royces and mansions in Switzerland for the African dictatorship. But $15 billion for AIDS in Africa. Oh, great. And now Obama's doubling down with another $7 billion for an electrical project in Africa. Could you imagine this? Why is he not building an electrical project here in America with $7 billion? Think of all the construction jobs. It's sickening. That's why you don't see too many pictures of it. 855-407-2822, Philadelphia, WWIQ, Florida, rather. The Russian troops on American soil is shocking. Florida. Stuart, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Yes, Michael. What Obama has done is a violation of NATO agreements to bring in Russian troops behind the lines in any country. France, England, or Italy would be outrageous. With America, it's even more outrageous because we were the ones who set up NATO. And there are 500,000 German troops positioned from Poland to Afghanistan right now. And so the Germans don't like this. That's why they complained about surveillance recently. They're getting very edgy with the United States of America. What Obama was doing was probably known by them already, but that's a violation of NATO agreements.
15,000 Russian troops signed a deal last week with the Himmler of our times, Janet Napolitano. She signed a secret deal with Russia to bring 15,000 troops on American soil. She should go to prison for this. I've never heard anything like this. And where is the drunk Boehner? Where is one worthless Republican on this issue? Where are they? Answer, they're in on the deal. They're complicit with this deal. They know about it. They approve of it. So the question for the American people is, why does the United States government need 15,000 Russian troops on our soil? What are they planning? So do you think I'm paranoid for asking this question?
Not at all.
So what are they planning?
Well, they're planning something that's in violation of NATO and also in violation of our posse comitatus.
That's correct. But where is the Republican Party to say one word? Remember, Obama has purged the military of three major league generals who were ready to testify about the Benghazi disaster. He then fired the admiral, who was a group commander, one of the most difficult positions on the planet to have achieved. He fired him for no reasons whatsoever. He got rid of an admiral and three generals. He has purged the military. He has nothing but yes men surrounding him. Therefore, the U.S. military is a puppet of Obama.
Yeah, inviting the Soviets in is like inviting the Trojan horse into Troy.
The answer is because Obama is such a devious America hater, he doesn't think that all the American troops would fire on American people during his coup. So he has to bring in Hessians who have no affinity for American people and would fire on American civilians without a blink of an eye. Well, that's what's going around the internet. Pardon me for even bringing it up. Pardon me for stepping out of line and even discussing this. I apologize. Let's stick to something real important like the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills, the mortgage, the car payments, food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 778326.
Conservative, but not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
People say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons.
It is the Savage Nation, Ernie, Tennessee, Ernie Ford. Muscle and bones and blood, etc. Yep. Now, Zimmerman was on Porn Vanity Show a year or so ago or a while, and Porn interviewed him. In a fairly nice interview, Porn did a fairly good job. And in the interview, Porn asked them some questions. Let's hear clip 7.
Is there anything you regret? Do you regret getting out of the car to follow Trayvon that night?
No, sir.
Do you regret that you had a gun that night?
No, sir.
Do you feel you wouldn't be here for this interview if you didn't have that gun?
No, sir.
You feel you would not be here?
I feel that it was all God's plan, and for me to second guess it or judge it,
I'm glad it was God's plan. God's plan already. All right, well, you can always fall back upon that no matter what happens. That's nice. The fact is, if he didn't have a gun, if he had a stun gun, he wouldn't be there. He would have zapped Trayvon and we never heard of the case. There's another big story, which is Bush now on the Snowden issue. I know I you can't believe it, but here he is again. He's in Africa with Obama. God knows what they're doing there. But they're both in Africa at the same time. And here is Bush in clip 8. You must listen to this.
I'm very proud of American people for their generosity. Billions have been poured into
a faraway land. I wish Americans knew how many lives were saved as a result of their generosity. And someday they will.
Yeah, it breaks your heart to realize that such hope was given to communities throughout the continent of Africa because of antiretrovirals.
Sure.
And then women are dying from cervical cancer. So there's hope, and then there's despondency.
Isn't that, you know, it's nice to be powerful and rich and talk with such authority. The American people should know of their generosity. He didn't ask us if he should give him $15 billion. Maybe he wouldn't have a meltdown if he wasn't such a rotten president. But no, he's there again, doubling down on his position.
Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Soundtrack 560 KSFO. Bar negotiations are continuing at this hour. That's good news. We have reports that there has been one settlement between BART and one of the smaller unions. Still, two other unions, though, are out, and we'll see if they can't get a deal done tonight. Of course, today, day two of the BART strike. While BART strike continues, there's one other area of labor peace, however. Negotiators for East Bay Regional Park Districts have reached a tentative four-year deal with its union workers. The agreement averts a two-day strike for the workers that had been scheduled for Thursday and Friday. Taking a look at those roadways right now, still trouble getting out of San Francisco. Eastbound 80, it's actually backed up on northbound 101 again now from Vermont as you head to the lower deck. But the big city, the big troubles continue to be the city street approaches to the lower deck of the Bay Bridge, bumper to bumper all over town. I might want to think about other ways to get you to northbound 101. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Brought to you by the San Jose Sabercats. See Sabercats football this Saturday at 7:30 against the San Antonio Talons at HP Pavilion. Get four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, and four bags of chips, all for $50. Wow. Go to the SanJoseSabercats.com.
This 4th of July, it's going to be red, white, and win. Give your summer a $4,000 kickstart. Go to KSFO.com now for details on how to win a $4,000 gift card from Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, we know how to treat you with bonus play, giveaways, special invitations, and plenty of perks. And now we're giving out something extra to everyone who signs up for Cash Club. All new members will receive $25 on their Cash Club card. It's the free and easy way to find what you'll love about Cache Creek. Are you a foodie? Then use your points in one of our delectable restaurants. In the mood to relax? Use the points at the spa. If a day on the links is your thing, then use them at Yochavihi, Cache Creek's championship golf course. The rooms are fair game, and so is anything in our gift shop. Best of all, you can use that $25 at our mini mart to gas up your car, which means the drive to Cache Creek is on us. Join Cash Club today. It's free and easy to sign up. And right now, we're giving new members a $25 credit. Only at Cash Creek. Play the best, close to home.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you're being audited, have years of unfiled tax returns, or you're being issued a wage garnishment or bank levy, listen carefully. The IRS has released new programs where you may now qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe, or qualify for other special programs. Authority Tax Services expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. Call 800-635-3025. 800-635-3025.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? You don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Could care less.
You don't care?
No.
Whether people think you're favorable or unfavorable.
The only time I really cared was on Election Day. You know, I guess it's nice. I mean, let me rephrase that. Thank you for bringing it up.
You like the idea that people perhaps are looking at you differently.
You know, I mean, ultimately history will judge the decisions I made. I won't be around because it's going to take a while for the objective historians to show up. And so I'm pretty comfortable with it. I did what I did. I know the spirit in which I did it.
That's all that matters. He meant well. Doesn't matter that he wrecked Iraq and made Iran more powerful. Doesn't matter that there's thousands of men who are dead and thousands of more who are maimed, and the country is bankrupt. What's important is that he felt good about it. In other words, in that sense, Bush is the ultimate hippie. If it feels good, do it. Feel like bombing a country, do it. It's the main thing. So, you see, we had everything upside down, especially those of you who were. But the thing is, he's a hippie. He's an old hippie. If it feels good, do it. He felt like bombing Iraq, so he invented WMDs. He felt like spending like a drunken liberal, so he bankrupted the economy. If it feels good, do it. And he was very generous with your money, too, giving it away, that $15 billion to Africa. And there's the wife now, the librarian in clip 11. Listen to this one.
It can be avoided. Very few women in the United States die from cervical cancer. So if you can just add to the PEPFAR platform that's already established, the health system that's already up, the testing and treatment for cervical cancer, then very few African women will die of cervical cancer.
See, these are good liberals. They're do-gooders. So we're now worried about cervical cancer in Africa. She doesn't know what's going on around her in America. Cervical cancer in Africa, that's their big problem. Not the health care disaster created by Obama. Not the disaster of the economy created by Bush. But cervical cancer in Africa, that's what's on her mind. Okay, so that's two in a row now. It gets even worse in clip 12. Listen to this one. You're not going to believe the follow-up.
And while America will continue to provide billions of dollars in support, we can't make progress without African partners. So I'm proud that by the end of my presidency, South Africa has determined it will be the first African country to fully manage its HIV care and treatment program.
It's like living in a madhouse. The world is an insane asylum. And this guy is the biggest bug I've ever heard in my life. The country's a wreckage. The country's a wreckage here in the United States, and he's there talking about taking care of AIDS in Africa. I mean, who is he? Okay, you get the picture. So let's go back to something very important now, which is the Trayvon Martin case. Or shall I just read my horoscope to you? Tell you a story, perhaps. Love by the sewer plant. Let me read my horoscope. Aries, some things come easy to you, but other things you will never master, no matter how hard you try. With that fact in mind, don't be afraid to give up on something today if it doesn't feel right. It's no big deal. I'm not trying anything I can't do. All I do is radio and write novels and nonfiction books. Nothing else. There's nothing else in my life. I don't play golf. I don't play tennis. Don't give up. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. I don't know what they're talking about. I am planning the Savage movie. Just as a little side note, finally I'm back. I won the lawsuit. Finally, after years of struggling, I'm able to focus on it. Set me back between being banned in England. That was a 5-year setback. Then the lawsuit to try and get free, blah, blah, blah. That was a 2.5-year job. Very taxing 2 years taken from my life. And It threw me off. It did. But I'm going to do the Savage documentary. I will do that. That's what I wanted to do. I have distribution. I have everything. And I'm going to actually put the whole... You know what? I think I'm going to put up a website up on my website, a box. I want skilled writers. I want skilled actors. I'm going to put out a call to my audience, incidentally, for this. In the next... Don't expect it tomorrow. We'll put it up in the next few weeks. You'll send in, you know, your stuff. Because I'm going to start filming it. We're going to just do it. We're going to do a digital. And we're going to distribute it ourselves, probably on the internet. Although I have a friend in the movie business who said he can get into 700 theaters. And we could bypass the studio system. We don't need Harvey Weinstein and Barack Obama. We don't need Rahm Emanuel and Ari Emanuel. There are still 700 independent movie theaters. And I believe that within a year or so, when it comes out, that'll be fine. I don't think it'll be as big as Superman or a movie like that. But, I mean, I have an audience. It'll be big. How big it is, I don't know yet. I'm going to do a documentary. See, I saw a great documentary last week on Marilyn Monroe done by... Liz Garbus, who's a wonderful documentarian. They're a very liberal family. I know the family somewhat. She's extremely skilled as a documentarian. And the Marilyn Monroe documentary was incredible. I'd like to have a quality documentary of Michael Savage done like that, but I don't trust documentarians well enough to give it to them because they'll turn me into what I'm not. They won't get it. So I'll have to be my own documentarian. I have archival footage. You know that every event you ever attended going back all those years, remember the Compassionate Conservative Conventions? When others were mere glints in their eye, they thought they could handle a microphone. I was performing before thousands. I have all of that. Before Glenn Beck was out of AA. Before Glenn Beck had the hemorrhoid surgery, I was doing the Compassionate Conservative events. The thousands of people. Ah, come on, give me a break. I'm just the kind of like guy. You know what I mean? I do what I want. I say what I want. And I've paid the price up to a point. It'll be much worse coming down the pike, I can guarantee you. But the fact is that I am going to do it. I'll probably do the whole thing myself. Written, directed, performed, acted, and produced by Michael Savage. Remember those movies? Those amateur movies? Written, directed, produced, performed, and distributed by... You knew they were pure garbage. No, I'm going to have a professional team help me along the way, but I will control every ounce of it. Because otherwise, it's not going to be done right. Let's take some calls now on the Zimmerman thing. Because, look, it is very controversial. If it wasn't controversial, we wouldn't be talking about it. And there wouldn't be such a divisive set of opinions on the Zimmerman-Trayvon Martin case. If it was just an open and shut case, he wouldn't be on trial. He's on trial because there's a number of questions surrounding this case that we've already touched on. KSFO, Greg, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
How you doing, Doctor? At first, I was very on his side, the defendant's side, you know, stand your ground. And
yes, we all were. That's how we all were initially. The kid was a danger. He defended himself. Sorry he's dead, but he's not guilty. That's what originally, but until you start looking at it, so what changed your mind?
Well, what you came up with, the information you finally brought into the scene, into light. I'm a card-carrying, concealed-carrying permit owner in Arizona, and I do carry one in the round in the chamber, but I don't leave my – I leave it on safety. I don't carry –
That's what you're supposed to do. So at some point between Zimmerman saying he's looking for this kid – and talking to the police, he took the safety off. That's obviously what he did. And therefore, he was getting ready to shoot that gun.
He was hunting. He turned himself into a hunter because...
Well, that's what I've been saying from the beginning.
I was a security officer. I took a job back in the 80s, a security officer for one night. It wasn't me. And they said to you, here's a phone, here's a pad and a piece of paper. All you do is take notes and observe and call. He should have called.
But he did call. He did call, but he also had a gun that was loaded with the safety off.
One step further.
His problem was he didn't have the proper equipment for a neighborhood watchman, which was the equipment should be, which he had one piece of it, yes, a cell phone. Then he should have had pepper spray or a taser gun, and he never should have had a loaded gun in his hand.
He should have never confronted. You know, he should have just observed. Call and observe.
Well, he claims he didn't confront.
You earlier.
Pardon? He claims he did not confront. He claims that Trayvon blindsided him. and punched him from the behind.
He should have kept himself unseenable, you know, blend in.
Thank you. He should have stayed in this car. Why did he get out of the car unless he was looking for trouble? He wanted to be a hero. I have to keep going back to my primary point. This guy is a wannabe cop. He was looking for trouble so he could prevail and become a hero. That's how I see it. And I know there are people who are angry at me and they're saying, you know, you're on the wrong side of this. And, Mike, we expected more from you. This is the way I see it, Greg.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And I would.
Now, Greg, how did you get a conceal and carry permit in Arizona? That's a tough state, isn't it?
Yeah, I live in Kingman, and we have a high methamphetamine problem. And it's a nice town, got good people, but there's just a very high unemployment rate, and it's difficult, you know, and you have...
I get it. So you agree that he shouldn't have carried the gun. Okay, could have had a round, but he shouldn't have had the safety off. Again, ladies and gentlemen, had Zimmerman had the safety on when they were tussling on the ground, when he claims Trayvon Martin reached for his gun in Zimmerman's waistband, had Trayvon grabbed the gun and pulled the trigger, he couldn't have killed Zimmerman because he would have had to take the safety off. And there's no way in a million years that that kid would have known that in that instant. He never would have known that. He would have just pulled the trigger. And in that instant, when the gun didn't go off, because Trayvon would have been surprised, Zimmerman would have had the opportunity to escape the beating, turn it around, throw him off him, and probably kick him in the head and take control of that situation. I think you have to remember that Mr. Zimmerman, according to what I heard in the testimony today, was training as a mixed martial arts fighter 3 days a week in a gym. Hey, that's very significant. But you see, you got to understand something. You could train all you want. There are kids 17 years old who could knock your block off who've never trained a day in fighting. They're stronger than you are. They're faster than you are. They're meaner than you are. And they're better fighters than you are. There's nothing better than a street fighter who's tough, mean, and motivated. You ask any fighter, he'll tell you the same thing. Now, you take a mean street fighter and train him in MMA, then you have a professional. So there's a lot of elements here that have to be looked at, and that's why there's a trial. That's why we're all captivated by it. That is why we're all hanging on every word and drawing our own conclusions. But the fact of the matter is, he shouldn't have carried a loaded gun as a neighborhood watchman. He was not a trained officer. He was not a licensed officer. He was a guy doing a good job as a neighborhood watchman. I admire that. But if you carry a loaded gun, you have to expect it's going to be used either on your enemy or on you. This is, again, something I got to go back to. Common sense dictates that if you have a loaded gun in your in possession, and even if you're licensed to carry it, there's only one outcome for that with that loaded gun. You're either going to get shot with it or you're going to shoot someone with it. There's no such thing as a warning shot in such a situation. That's only in the movies. Or they say, well, why don't you shoot him in the leg? It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. You go to police training, you know what they teach you? Well, I don't think you want to know it, but it's true. I've seen police training videos where a perpetrator can come at you with a knife, even though you have a gun, and cut you to ribbons. Within 10 seconds, you're dead. He'll sever four of your arteries if he's trained in the use of a knife. So the policeman is trained to shoot in such a situation, shoot repeatedly at the same spot on the body to open up a hole big enough to stop the person and bleed him out. I know it's pretty ugly stuff, but you're dealing with life and death here. And again, I have to go back to the fact that a young kid is dead. I don't care whether he was a pothead. I don't care whether he's a burglar. He is dead. No crime that he committed deserved death. And unfortunately for Zimmerman, he committed the crime. That's why there's a trial. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
the Savage Nation.
This is a really shocking thing that there's no federal intervention here.
Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You yourself reached for your weapon. Do you remember that moment?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that.
At that point, I realized that it wasn't my gun, it wasn't his gun, it was the gun.
All right, that's enough for that. We don't need any more. It's fine. Now, you got to understand, the Sanford police did not originally charge Zimmerman in the killing. They cited insufficient evidence in Florida's expansive Stand Your Ground law. But then the outside agitators like Al Sharpton, who was a national disgrace and a national enemy, in my opinion, and the other rabble-rousing enemies of the American way, came to town and demanded that he be charged. 6 weeks later, Zimmerman was charged with second-degree murder. Now, here's where I disagree with the charge. It shouldn't be second-degree murder. Because many legal experts this week said that the state had overreached and it should have filed manslaughter charges, not second-degree murder. I think it's deserving of a second-degree manslaughter, or however the charges may be. And there's certainly liability here on the part of Zimmerman from many different points of view, which, as in my opinion, does this mean I think Zimmerman is a bad person? No, I think he's probably a very good person. Does this think make me say that Trayvon is an innocent boy who was simply hunted? No, I didn't say that either. But he didn't deserve to get killed. I don't care whether he was high on dope or he stole a television set, which he hadn't done that night, by the way. This interaction did not have to occur. It occurred for two reasons. One, because Zimmerman was looking for someone who was burglarizing the neighborhood. And two, because Zimmerman did not have a pepper spray or stun gun weapon with him. Instead, he had a loaded 9mm semi-automatic weapon that had been cocked and the safety was off. Not cocked, pardon me, around cocked in that sense. I have to keep repeating to you that had Zimmerman carried the weapon, let me back it up for a minute. I'm the prosecutor now, and I'm going to go on the offensive. Mr. Zimmerman, did you have a weapon with you that night? Yes. Can you describe it to the jury? Yes. Was it a 9mm semi-automatic weapon? Yes, it was, sir. Okay. Was that weapon loaded? Yes, it was, sir. What was it loaded with? Well, it had X number of rounds in the handle. Was there a bullet in the chamber, Mr. Zimmerman? Yes, there was. Why was there a bullet in the chamber, Mr. Zimmerman? Well, because we are taught that a semi-automatic weapon is rather cumbersome and difficult to engage during a tussle, because you have to pull back on the top of it, for those of you who don't know guns, to make sure that a round goes into it. Uh-huh. So you were expecting trouble, Mr. Zimmerman, were you? Is that why you chambered a round prior to encountering Mr. Martin? And why was the safety off rather than on, Mr. Zimmerman? Aren't you taught in handgun safety classes that a safety should always be on until you're ready to fire? Yes, sir. Well, why was the safety off? Because I expected to fire the gun, sir. Why did you expect to fire the gun? Well, because I don't know, sir. And that, to me, that's the whole crux of the case. This guy was hunting, and I'm sorry to tell you he didn't. Well, proves to me that he shouldn't have been a neighborhood watchman, and he shouldn't have been having a gun in his hand. Now, I know many of you disagree. I understand that. But had he had a stun gun or a pepper spray, as you heard earlier, Trayvon Martin would have been sprayed in the eyes even while he was on top of him. He could have grabbed it out. If he could grab a gun, he could have grabbed pepper spray and sprayed him in the eye, and that would have been the end of the fight. Because Zimmerman would have gotten up and the cops would have arrived and that would have been the end of it. You never would have heard of it again. And that would have been the end of the whole story. But unfortunately, this kid had a loaded gun and the safety was off and the rest is history. That's why there's a trial. And I think we're all learning an awful lot from this. And you know, I think there's a very instructive case for gun owners of America, incidentally. I think a lot can be benefited. There's a lot of benefit to this story. You know, you have to think in the long term here. As a gun owner myself, as a lifetime gun owner, an illegal gun owner, I got to tell you, many of us don't even respect our weapons. I think we've lost, you know, we shoot paper targets, we go to a range and make a lot of noise and wear headphones and eyeglasses to prevent, you know, getting hurt. We're almost insulated from what a gun really is and what it's designed for. A gun, as I was told when I was a little boy and fascinated with guns, I used to want guns when I was a little kid. My dad was an antique dealer, as I told you all. And I'd go on buying trips with him to Philadelphia. And he would buy the, you know, the paintings and the bronzes and the this and the that. I always looked for the old Civil War and post-Civil War dueling pistols. I was 7 years old. I was fascinated by pistols at that point in my life. I wish to God that I had the money to buy what I saw in those stores. They're worth $50,000, $70,000, $80,000 a set right now. But nevertheless, the point is I've always been fascinated by guns. And I wasn't able to really own any guns until I moved to the West Coast. And then I engaged myself completely in the gun culture. But believe me, I know that even as a little boy, I was taught by one of my father's friends who yelled at me, called me names. He said, "What do you want guns for?" I was shocked. "Guns are meant for one thing only, for killing." That's what he said to me. Never forget that. Guns are made for one thing only, for killing. Learn that lesson. You'll respect your gun more.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And today is Tuesday, July 2nd, 2013. Let's go to michaelsavage.com, home of borders, language, and culture. Obama is lecturing Egypt's president on the needs of democracy. Really, Barry, how kind of you. Meanwhile, in the World Tribune, they say Obama has formed a strategic alliance with the Muslim Brotherhood. That's right, just what I've been warning you. Do we have a sleeper in the White House that we don't know about? Listen to what they say. They say that Obama has formed a U.S. strategic alliance with the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and other countries. But, they say, don't be shocked, because Obama signals intention to establish such an alliance with these Islamists as soon as he entered office in 2009. And you ready for the rest of the story? Because here it comes, whether you're ready or not. For all practical purposes, the closest allies to the United States are no longer Israel, Saudi Arabia, and a moderate Egypt, but an Islamist Egypt, an Islamist regime in Turkey, and the Syrian rebels led by the Muslim Brotherhood. This is very chilling. He said 2.5 years ago, who would have ever thought that the United States would enter an alliance with the Muslim Brotherhood? Michael Savage did when he wrote his book, Trickle Down Tyranny. Of course, nobody paid attention to me. And if you think this is the end of the road, you're mistaken. It's only the beginning of the road that he's going to take us down. Get ready for the, well, I'll stop right here. Here's another one on Obamacare. The Democrats have tricked the young and the healthy into paying costs of Obamacare. You didn't know that, did you? All of you young lovers of Democrats and Obama, you're going to pay the costs of most of Obamacare. Did you know that? Wait until you see when your first checks start to go out from you, not to you. The class action racket, you mustn't miss that story. We've been covering the Trayvon Martin murder by George Zimmerman. People are shocked that I took the side of the dead man. I call him like I see him. One of the jerks fired by MSNBC, Soledad O'Brien, has joined the enemy, Al Jazeera America. Are you shocked by that? Nah, not really. Meanwhile, the United States is following the Roman Empire's road to ruin. Read Victor Davis Hanson's article on michaelsavage.com. There are other articles here for you to look at. Nice ads, too. I love those T-shirts. Wow. All those testosterone ads. There's a shocking story and picture on my website. House painter gets $58 million after vicious bar beating leaves him without half a skull. You have to see the story. I don't even think he's a citizen, but that didn't stop the jury from awarding him $58 million. It happened in a Mexican bar, and the people who beat him up were, well, Mexicans. The security guard who did it to him disappeared from the country, beat him almost to death. He was trying to break up a fight, he says. And what happened was he got his head beaten in, which is terrible. Never mind, he got $58 million, all because he went into a bar and got into a bar fight. $58 million. House painter gets $58 million after vicious bar beating leaves him without half a skull. I'm sorry to say it, but I think the guy had half a skull to begin with. I haven't met anyone who doesn't have an opinion on the Zimmerman trial. Everyone's watching it. It's the, like Jody Arias with a fat guy in the chair instead of your neighborhood slut. And everyone's drawn an opinion. And basically, it's breaking down along racial and political lines, by and large, with the exception of me, because I'm generally not categorized. In some areas, I'm Attila the Hun to the right. On the environment and animals, I don't know. You can't define me politically. I mean, there are friends. There are friends on the planet. So you want to put me in a box, go ahead. If you think that it's a crime to defend elephants from poachers, then I'm guilty. But when it comes to this case, and I'm a gun owner, I'll have to give it to mea culpas. I'm a police supporter, but he's not a cop. Zimmerman was not a cop. He was a fat schlub, cop wannabe, and looking for trouble, wanted to be a hero, was walking around with a loaded weapon in his pocket, a semi-automatic with a round in the chamber and the safety off. Again, I repeat, it's okay for him to have the gun. It's legal. And generally, you are told to have a round in the chamber. But if you're in a situation where you're looking for a guy who, what, burgled a house, and you have a round in the chamber and you have the safety off, there's only one thing that you could do with that gun, and that's kill him. And that's what happened. Moreover, you didn't hear what I played because it's been deleted. When he is running, I'm going to play the tape again. Listen to clip two carefully.
He's running. He's running. Which way is he running?
He's down towards the other entrance of the neighborhood.
Okay. Which entrance is that he's heading towards?
The back entrance.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
Well, there's two things in here. First of all, the dispatcher told him he didn't need to follow him. That's A. Now, whether he continued to follow him or, as he says, Trayvon came around and smacked him from behind, I don't know. We weren't there. That's why there's a trial. But he quoted a vile, vile racist statement about Trayvon that I'm telling you, if you heard it, your hair would stand up. And I can't repeat it, obviously. Let's go to WABC New York, where we now have Delilah from Philadelphia on, well, she's listening on WABC, believe it or not, in Philly. Delilah, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Dr. Savage. You mentioned not one thing, gender. I'm a female. I live in a dangerous city, and for 19 years I've done town watch, and we're told from our training, do not carry a weapon. Don't even carry pepper spray. I've had bricks thrown at me, bottles thrown at me, a gun shot off, even been sucker punched a couple times by the drug dealers in my neighborhood, and right now there's no one standing on the corner because I stood up against them, and I called the police always and had them come out and do what they had to do. Whatever they tell you to do, you stand back and stand down. You do not take the law into your own hands.
Thank you. Well, that's my whole point. Why was this guy running around with a loaded weapon in his pocket? He was looking to hurt somebody. Delilah, don't you agree with me that anyone who carries a weapon like that and is a neighborhood watchman, if he has a round in the chamber and the safety's off, is he not expecting some altercation where he has to use the gun?
Yes.
Yes. In other words, he's expecting something to happen. That's why he's afraid. He's a little paranoid that he's going to get into an altercation. He needs a loaded gun. Now, what do you expect to happen when you have a loaded gun in your pocket and you're in a fight with someone? Someone's going to get shot. Someone's going to get hurt or killed. Well, that's why there's a trial. If there was no, there'd be no trial if it was an open and shut case.
Right. For sure, he wanted something to happen, and he was looking for something to happen, and he made it happen.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He was looking for something to happen. That's how I see it. Again, you know, I don't know whether you listen to my show regularly or not. I'm known as a conservative, which I am. But I consider myself far more to the right of most conservatives, which I am on most issues. But it doesn't mean that I don't know right from wrong or north from south or east from west or up from down. And I'm telling you, Zimmerman is wrong here.
Dr. Savage, the whole bottom line to town watching is to be the eyes and the ears and report it. That's all. But do
eyes and ears, not the pistol. Eyes and ears, not the pistol, Delilah, correct? He wanted, but you know, Delilah, you've been doing this for how many years as a neighborhood watch person in Philly?
15 years, and I'm still here alive.
Okay, here's a question for you.
By myself as a female.
Okay, no, I hear you. So in your estimation of Zimmerman, you've watched a bit of the trial on TV, have you?
Yes.
What do you make of him? Do you agree with me that he's a cop wannabe?
Oh, definitely.
Yes, and don't you think he's very insecure and slightly paranoid?
Got a lot of problems there with himself.
Right. And even if Trayvon had been found with a television set that he stole in his hands, that did not give him a right to kill the kid.
No.
All right. Well, I mean, look, I don't know where we go from here. If anyone wants to call on this, Delilah, thank you for being delightful. I'm sending you a copy of Trickle Down Tyranny in hardcover. You'll get it over the weekend. The phone number is 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
Right. Dinovite .com.
859-428-1000.
I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil,
the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820. 980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
For over 60,000 California foster children, changing schools can mean losing months of learning progress. And without necessary school supplies, catching up can be even harder.
It's hard starting over.
The day I start, I'm already behind.
I never know what I'm going to need or how I'm going
to
get it.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting school supplies for local foster children.
I just want to do well in school.
I feel bad asking for paper and pen.
Bring your gift of paper, pens, binders, calculators, and backpacks to any Sleep Train and help a foster child succeed in school. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Now, I'm ready to go back to school.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a foster child start the school year right. Bring your gift of school supplies to any Sleep Train store or donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom-built-in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new projects for completion by July 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Weekdays at 3.
There are no checks on these people right now. If you're sitting on the fence, wake the hell up!
Mark Levin.
You're losing your country.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. There is a trial for a reason. And the trial is about all of the facts, up and down the line, but you're missing something. Old Trayvon Martin can't testify. It's not like Trayvon Martin got shot in the leg and he's on the stand. He's dead. So you have only one person there, the guy with the gun. That unto itself is a... See, look, I got to tell you something. The prosecutor's not doing a very good job. Everyone knows he's messing up. They're doing a disastrous job. Half the witnesses they brought for the prosecution are working for the defense, etc. That's number one. Number two, the fact of the matter is, they have not yet even brought up the weapon as I have. Maybe they will after listening to me last night. They're going to have to bring up the weapon and show it in court and explain to the jury that this gun had to be cocked in advance and the safety off for Trayvon to have been shot like this. Had Zimmerman not chambered around and had not had the safety off, I don't think Trayvon would be dead today. I have to repeat it again and again and again till you get it. If that gun was simply in his pocket, unchambered, and with the safety on, if, as he says, Trayvon was reaching for Zimmerman's gun, the best thing that could have happened was is that Trayvon grabbed that gun, because then it would have meant that he couldn't fire it. And what would have happened if he would have pulled the trigger and nothing happened? Well, Zimmerman would have jumped off out from underneath him. Zimmerman was a very strong kid. Very strong. In fact, it came out of trial. He was taking mixed martial arts lessons 3 days a week. I don't think you know that. Oh, yeah. Oh, this one really had issues. He was studying MMA 3 days a week, according to the trial testimony that I saw today. So this guy who was capable of fighting could have jumped out from underneath this kid and probably kicked him in the face and run away or gotten the gun back. But number two, Trayvon would have had to use two hands to load a round into that gun. You absolutely have to understand that the gun is the whole thing here. The gun is one of the most important parts of the whole story, as is the 9/11 operator saying you don't have to do that, stand down. He didn't stand down. We know that Zimmerman was a good person, by the way. He had been asked by the neighborhood to be the neighborhood watch person because the neighborhood was being burglarized, as we all know. The neighbors liked him. Zimmerman was a community leader. He was a good man. And the fact of the matter is, some of you are saying during his watch, Zimmerman did spot Martin and did call the police. Zimmerman was told not to follow Martin. We all agree on that. But he was then asked for the suspect's location. That's when Zimmerman got out of the truck to check the location so that he could meet the police at that intersection. That's important. Zimmerman then claims he was jumped when he got out of the truck to check the street signs. Well, let's assume that happened. He was jumped. Again, I have to go back to the fact that Martin was probably in fear for his life. So I feel that my conclusion is correct. I do have all the information on the George Zimmerman case. And I know many of you have written to me that I'm getting it wrong. And I appreciate that. I understand the other side. But I still stick to my particular position. Chris on WABC, welcome to the program.
How are you, sir?
So I understand you're a use of force instructor, correct?
Yeah, I'm a police firearms use of force instructor. I was listening to your show last night.
Go from the top. I won't say a word.
Where, he shouldn't have been there. He shouldn't have been following the subject. He's not a cop. He's a cop wannabe. I agree with you there. But up to the point where he was down on the ground, allegedly, and Trayvon was allegedly, beating him in the head, that's where I disagree with you. As far as what we teach, at that moment, when he used deadly force, it all comes down to his perception of what he believed. Now, did he believe that he was going to lose his life or sustain a serious physical injury? If he believed that, and he was reasonable in his belief, then I got no problem, sure. And be quite honest.
Well, there's two things I want to say. First of all, by his own admission, by the medical examiner's testimony today, she said that the injuries to his head were minor and a Band-Aid was enough to cover them. They were not life-threatening. Now, what you just said is interesting. You said if the officer believes his life is in danger, he has the right to use deadly force. And you also said, fairly enough, that Zimmerman was not a policeman. He was a wannabe. But it leads back to the first question, Chris. Why was this schmuck wannabe cop, this mall cop Zimmerman, walking around with a loaded 9mm semi-automatic that had a round in the chamber and the safety off?
Right. Then we get into another thing here, too. I don't know if you're familiar with the Kel-Tec pistol he carries.
I am. I have owned the Kel-Tec pistol. I'm very familiar with them. They're double-action pistols. But why was he carrying that gun with a round in the chamber with the safety off?
That's how cops carry it.
I understand, but he's not a cop.
Because when
he's not a cop. He's merely a watchman. He's a self...
But a lot of the cop training slips into the civilian world as far as personal defense. And when that comes in, and I'll even teach myself, and I teach civilians, you don't carry a gun with that around in the chamber. That's just stupid. You don't have time for that.
Well, wait, why would he carry a gun with a round in the chamber with the safety off unless he intended to use that weapon?
Well, if you're carrying a gun, aren't you intending to use it to defend yourself or others?
Well, hold on. Well, that's exactly my point. He was intending to get into a shootout with that gun. He was looking for trouble. He was hoping to find somebody either with or without a gun so he could be John Wayne.
And I agree with you. But at the point where...
Well, you see, here's the thing, Chris. I'm a supporter of the police. If a policeman had shown up, this wouldn't have happened, would it?
No, it wouldn't have.
Why would it not have happened? Give me your opinion of why it wouldn't have happened. I know it wouldn't have happened, but why do you...
What's called the force continuum. And based on when you're going to use force, there's three things you really look at. One is the severity of the crime at hand. If the kid's just walking around, you shouldn't be pulling a gun out on him.
Thank you. Well, hold on right there. That's right. Even if Trayvon Martin had burgled a home, which he didn't at that time, even if he had been found in the street with a TV in his hands, did that justify him losing his life?
Well, I wasn't there, and it doesn't really matter what led up to it. That's part of the jury. The jury will decide that. But what happened at that moment, he used deadly force. What did he perceive? We have a saying in use of force.
Oh, wait, you're saying that Trayvon Martin used deadly force. Here's a kid. Let's reverse it. He's a 17-year-old black kid, high on marijuana. He has a sketchy background. He's maybe a part-time burglar, whatever. But he didn't burglarize anything at that time. And he's figuring this white guy is going to hurt him. He sees a hulking white guy speaking on his cell phone. He was he was probably threatened himself.
Okay, if he shot himself, did he have a cell phone? Why didn't he call the cops?
I don't know. That's a good point. That's a very good point. Maybe he should have retreated and called the police instead of jumping a Zimmerman. I get it. But I go back to my primary point. Had Zimmerman, the amateur, not the cop, not chambered around and had not had his safety off, even if Trayvon had grabbed the gun, then you know better than anybody that Trayvon would have had to use two hands to chamber around, at which point the amateur martial artist named Zimmerman could have gotten free of him. Isn't that right?
Yes and no. How proficient is Farouk that Trayvon did if he carried a weapon? I don't know.
The martial artist Zimmerman could have thrown him off and probably cracked him in the head with something.
Again, level of training. I don't need two hands to cock a gun.
Well, he shouldn't have had a loaded gun that was cocked with the safety off. That was his problem, and that's why Trayvon is dead.
Savage.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-945-9328. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-945-9328. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-945-9328.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Soundtrack 560 KSFO. Talks are taking place as we speak in the BART labor dispute. Negotiations resumed at 6 this evening following a second day of no BART service as workers remained on strike. Fire crews in Oakland are on the scene of a structure fire on Brockhurst Street. Officials say it was reported as a fire in a wall of the structure. Drivers might want to avoid the area for the time being. And San Francisco lawyer Joseph Alioto is suing to block the merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways, saying it would hurt consumers by driving up airfares. American Airlines spokesman called the lawsuit baseless, and a U.S. Airways spokesman says it lacks merit. Taking a look at the roadways, looks like everyone who decided to stay late at work is now heading for the lower deck, so it's actually getting worse. Northbound 101 backed up almost Cesar Chavez onto the lower deck. Still heavy on some of the city street approaches, although at least that's getting better. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
There's a reason you see the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer at your pediatrician's office. There's a reason doctors and nurses use it both at work and at home. That reason is because the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives fast, accurate readings with just a gentle forehead scan. Backed by more than 40 published medical studies, it gives you the peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. So there's no reason you shouldn't have one in your home. Pick one up today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh, what's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold, right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today or visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Summer's coming. How's your swimsuit body looking? Relax, you've still got time. And now it's easier than ever to get in summer shape quick. Just drink water with Live Skinny.
I just drink water?
Seriously, women reported losing up to 11 pounds in the first week using Live Skinny. Imagine what a few weeks of Live Skinny could do. You'll be ready for summer in no time. Just drink normal water with Live Skinny and watch the pounds disappear.
Sounds easy.
It is, and super convenient. Take Live Skinny anywhere. It's full of the key fat-burning ingredients that everybody is talking about, like green coffee and Garcinia Cambogia. It's all there. Free Live Skinny samples are available right now for a limited time.
Visit freeliveskinny.com. freeliveskinny.com for your free sample of Live Skinny. Lose the weight and live the skinny summer of your dreams. freeliveskinny.com. That's freeliveskinny.com. Just drink water with Live Skinny. freeliveskinny.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you're being audited, have years of unfiled tax returns, or you're being issued a wage garnishment or bank levy, listen carefully. The IRS has released new programs where you may now qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe, or qualify for other special programs. Authority Tax Services expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. Call 800-274-9157. 800-274-9157.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
James O'Keefe, you've heard of him. He's a pioneering journalist, the real one. He's a filmmaker and president of Project Veritas. What does he do? He works to investigate and expose corruption, dishonesty, self-dealing, waste, fraud, and other misconduct in both public and private institutions. You may remember James O'Keefe from his release of astounding video recordings of workers at Acorn offices and his shocking videos of NPR executives. Well, he's now on the Savage Nation to talk about his projects and his new book, Breakthrough, our guerrilla war to expose fraud and save democracy. James O'Keefe, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
So great to hear from you. Thank you.
James, why did you write this book?
I wanted to let people know, let ordinary American citizens know that they too can make a difference. People feel very, very hopeless right now. They feel very frustrated. They don't know how to make a difference. And I wanted to show them a story, an incredible true story, about how a bunch of young people with very little money and no journalism degree managed to upend major institutions, Acorn, National Public Radio, voter fraud. Six states changed their voter ID laws as a result of our videos. We had investigated journalists. We investigated federally funded, federally subsidized programs like the Lifeline program just a week ago, and workers got fired giving out Obama phones for drugs. I wanted to show people that they can make a difference. But there's a price that you must pay, and this book takes you through the journey of what we've done. It reads more like a thriller than a typical political book, and it shows that you can make a difference if you're willing to endure what the media and the government throws at you.
How do media and government conspire to protect the status quo?
Well, we faced a lot of obstacles over the last 2 years, some of which people know about, some of which people don't know about. I've been restricted from traveling for 3 years. The federal government charged me with a crime I didn't commit. A federal judge deleted my videotaped evidence. We've had in New Hampshire, we have the Department of Justice in New Hampshire raid the home of one of my colleagues for exposing voter fraud, for exposing dead people voting. We have reason to believe that Eric Holder was working with the New Hampshire Department of Justice to try to shut us down. We faced defamation from journalists. In fact, we settled two defamation lawsuits. And I actually used the proceeds from those defamation lawsuits to fund more investigations. So, and it goes on and on and on. And I think if you look at the retractions and the corrections and the defamation that we face, it should give us pause. That this is the type of reaction that we're eliciting from so-called journalists. And just recently we learned that Eric Holder was giving journalist status to the guy who bugged Mitch McConnell. He admitted to a felony. He is protected. Now, this is the politicizing of the First Amendment. And it is out of control. And this book needed to be written. I needed to tell the story of what happens to citizens to try to make a difference. And everyone should be granted the privileges and the protections of the First Amendment.
Well, you think you're achieving your goals of a more ethical and transparent society and media under Obama the tyrant?
Little by little. Hopefully I would scale this into something much, much larger than it currently is. Every time we do an investigation, a law changes, someone resigns. In the culmination of our voter fraud exposés last year, we had an Organizing for America, Barack Obama campaign director resigned after telling us to vote in two places, and they shut the office down in Houston. We did another video showing Congressman Moran's field director telling us to forge ballots and vote multiple times. He resigned, and Virginia passed a voter ID law. So the results speak for themselves. One of the Veritas rules in this book, Breakthrough, is it says they'll never understand your ideas, but they'll be forced to understand your results. So we get results, we get people to resign, we get laws to change. I think if we scale this and we do it 100 times more, I think we'll make more of a difference. So it's about getting support. It's about letting people know that we're going to get into trouble. They're going to try to accuse us of things. And you got to stand behind us. I need your support. And I'm so happy to have the grassroots support, if not the support of media institutions and government officials.
In Breakthrough, you show how your success has come at a price. I know why the establishment media attacks you, the same reason they attack me.
We've embarrassed them. We've completely humiliated them because, for example, Governor Lynch of New Hampshire said that there is no voter fraud problem, and then we go out and expose it. And then, now he's just vetoed legislation. In fact, our video exposés were so powerful, they were so manifestly damning, that the state legislature actually overrode their governor's veto of that legislation, and it passed the law. That's how powerful the truth is, that, hey, journalism works when it's actually tried. Not just that, the Holder video, I was last on your show last year, we were talking about the video where we got offered Eric Holder's ballot to vote. That actually prompted a reaction from Eric Holder himself, and we embarrassed them. We applied the Saul Alinsky tactics, where you personalize the subject, where you go right to the front lawn. Most recently, we actually literally went to the front lawns of journalists. We asked journalists to put signs in their lawn saying their home is proudly gun-free. We wanted them to say that their own home was a gun-free zone because they were advocating for gun-free zones. Of course, no journalist would ever want to put that sign on their lawn, and the video was really funny because these people were telling us that they think that gun-free, that would be an invitation for a burglar to come. So So we expose hypocrisy, we embarrass people. That's what Truth to Power is all about. And my mission is to spread this journalism to normal, everyday people, get them involved, because we cannot rely upon our media infrastructure to do the job.
You say that your journalism has led you to accept the disheartening conclusion that Americans aren't nearly as free a people as we may believe. Obviously, we aren't. What are your opinions on this?
Well, based on everything I've just said over the last 10 minutes, the prosecutions, the indictments, the lawsuits, the death threats, the harassment, the defamation, the corrections, the retractions. I mean, if we lose the First Amendment, it's game over. And the politicizing of the First Amendment. You had David Gregory just recently say about Glenn Greenwald, whatever you think of him, the guy who broke the Snowden story on the NSA, are you aiding and abetting your source? This is very, very troubling. You're starting to see the mainstreaming of the criminalization of journalism. It's very scary when the First Amendment gets applied to some cases and doesn't get applied to others. David Gregory waved an automatic magazine around on television, which is a felony. He gets a pass by the Department of Justice. My colleagues and I were wrongly prosecuted. Our evidence was deleted, and that's what happened. You also have the voter fraud exposés themselves, which show that ballots are offered out in the names of the dead. When we lose the integrity of our elections, we lose everything. And the reason why I say democracy, I know that we're a republic. We're a constitutional republic. We're also a democratic republic, which is founded on power to the people. And we loan power to our public servants, and they're supposed to give that power back to us when they abuse that power. Now, it's impossible for us to reclaim that power. The last weapon we have as citizens is sunlight. It's exposure. This is the last refuge to do investigative reporting the way it was always meant to be done. And this book, Breakthrough, tells you how to do it. It teaches you how to do it. It tells you the price you must pay in order to do it.
Well, what can the average person really do, James?
Well, if you own an iPhone, if you have a Droid, it has a video option, it has an audio option. You know, you have the clothes on your back. You have the courage in your heart. It doesn't take much more than willpower. That's the extraordinary thing, is that Republicans spent how many hundreds of millions of dollars last election cycle? Is that our Inspector General has done what for us? When's the last time the Inspector General actually did something that made headlines? That, you know, it's up to us. And people always say someone should. I'm here today to tell you that someone is unfortunately going to have to be you. And you don't have to take my word for it. You can read this story, and you can discover how we actually spent our own money to investigate something like Acorn, and then we had Republicans who were threatening to arrest us because we didn't give the story to them exclusively. It's half tragic and half comic, but it's hopeful because it shows that if I can do it, you can do it. And if I can do it while facing severe injustice from the federal judiciary, certainly you can do it, because right now, you don't have, and they can't shut this all down. They can't stop all of us. So I need your support. I need you to get involved. I need ordinary people to take it upon themselves to be a journalist.
Any feedback on this book?
All positive. Everyone, all the reviews have been positive. It was number 21 on Nielsen list last week, a nonfiction that includes both self-help and how-to. Yahoo News gave it great reviews. People, even on the left, it's a very compelling narrative, you know, to kind of survive what they throw at you and continue to make a difference. The reviews have been all positive. People are really excited about the prospect of getting involved, and they're learning things. They didn't know. And one of the things that someone said was it was like Gulliver's Travels. It read more like Gulliver's Travels than a typical political book, because it's sort of taking you inside jail cells and on top of media companies and into courtrooms and this sort of fascinating journey of the life of a citizen reporter these days. And I think, you know, anybody who cares about trying to make a difference needs to know what they're up against.
Okay, of all the stories you've ever written, which is the favorite of yours?
Good question. My favorite story actually was one of the ones that the media didn't cover. It was one about labor unions here in New York. I'm from New Jersey, but I have an office in Westchester, New York. And we went into the labor unions, and we presented ourselves as a fake company. We said, we dig ditches, and we fill them back in again. We called ourselves Earth Supply and Renewal, like digging the holes and filling them back in. We met with these union officials, these union bosses, and a New York assemblyman, and we said, hey, we want to get taxpayer money to dig holes and fill them back in again. And no joke, this is on YouTube. The labor unions actually said to us, that sounds great. In fact, that's what we do all the time. It's all BS. All these green jobs programs are BS. They admitted this to us. They didn't know they were being taped. They admitted to us that all of it was BS. And what was remarkable is I thought that was the best thing we ever exposed. It didn't get any media coverage. No one talked about it. And I think the reason they didn't talk about it is because the people we filmed, these labor bosses, these union bosses, are just so powerful in the state. And no one wanted to give it the exposure it deserved. So that was another lesson I learned. They're not going to cover you unless they're forced to cover you. And we're still getting them to cover us. You know, if someone resigns or if someone gets fired or suspended, then the media is forced to cover it. But that was, to me, I think the best thing we ever did.
Can you share with the Savage Nation any information about what you're currently investigating?
Well, actually, I'm happy to report that I can't make this up. I went to Columbia Journalism School. We're actually sitting outside of Columbia Journalism School as I speak. And we went to ask comment from the professors and students at Columbia Journalism School about what it means to be a journalist. I had a microphone. I was fully out in public. I asked permission to be there. I was granted permission by the individual, the official I spoke to. They called security on us. They called the police and asked us to leave the building. They asked journalists to leave a journalism school. We've been all day long, we've been talking to journalists, we've been talking to professors about my book, about what it means to be a journalist and speak truth to power, and they're calling security, they're calling their lawyers, they're asking us to speak with their lawyers. And I think it's a very timely issue given some of the coverage of Snowden and Glenn Greenwald being called a blogger and activist. People say he's not a journalist. David Gregory accused him of aiding and abetting Snowden. So we want to end this semantical debate once and for all and say that journalism is a thing that you do. It's not someone that you are. And if you're doing journalism, it should be embraced. We want more information. I'm trying to talk to these professors today. They call security on me. So we're going to release that video shortly, and then after that, we're going to release our new undercover investigation. I can't talk about the contents of it because, you know, I wouldn't want to put into jeopardy the safety of our undercover people.
All right, James, where can we read more?
The book is available on Amazon. It's Breakthrough by James O'Keefe. There's a website. It's Breakthrough the Media, breakthroughthemedia.com. But you can go to Barnes & Noble and pick it up. And I promise you, you won't regret it. It's a thrilling book. It's a fascinating story. It's an incredible story. And I think you'll learn a lot about what it means to be a journalist in today's times.
James O'Keefe, thanks again for being with us on the Savage Nation.
Thank you so much for having me, and I really appreciate it.
This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
855-472-82. If you want to talk about the other big topics, and there are big topics, on michaelsavage.com and elsewhere. I mean, the big story to me, it's like stands out like a silo in a desert. The head of Department of Homeland Security, the Himmler of our time, a rogue woman called Big Sis with more power than any woman on the planet, so far as I can tell, signed a secret agreement with Russia just last week to bring 15,000 Russian troops to the United States of America. They are here now, and they're here waiting for an upcoming disaster. This is a violation of the Posse Comitatus Act. It is absolutely illegal. It has to be stopped. There's only one reason the Russian troops are on our soil. It's because this corrupt, evil administration knows that the people are getting closer to them. The administration fears the people, and the administration doesn't feel they can trust U.S. troops to shoot American citizens on U.S. soil. They're frightened that they may have to use Hessians to kill Americans. Is this a totally paranoid viewpoint of Michael Savage, or is it rational? Something's wrong with this whole story. That's only one of the stories. But the fact of the matter is, In the beginning, I saw photos of Zimmerman's injuries. I thought his head was almost smashed in. Yet today, I listened to the medical examiner, Valerie Rao, who's extremely well qualified. She didn't seem like a poorly trained, stooge to me. And I want you to listen to clip 4, please, on the Savage Nation.
After reviewing all those items, in terms of severity, how would you classify the injuries to the defendant's head?
They were not life-threatening. They were very insignificant. They did not require any sutures to be applied to Mr. Zimmerman. So, as I will refer to them, insignificant injuries.
Insignificant injuries. Now clip 5 from the medical examiner on the Zimmerman case.
Did you observe any lacerations to the back of the defendant's head?
Yes.
How many?
2.
And are either of those lacerations life-threatening?
No.
Why not?
Because it was so minor that the individual who examined and treated Mr. Zimmerman told him that the sutures were not required. So she put a Band-Aid on each of them, and that was the extent of the treatment.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wouldn't have wanted those injuries. I've had head injuries from childhood brawls where I had my head hit with rocks and so forth. They're not fun. Any injury to the head is a potentially a serious injury, but he panicked. He probably thought he was going to be killed, and that's why he went for his gun. I understand all of that. But frankly, he put himself in that situation. See, this is what I'm trying to tell you over and over again. Zimmerman put himself in that situation that he had to use the gun. Moreover, he had a loaded gun with the safety off. Moreover, he was told not to pursue Traven. Moreover, he didn't have to have a damn gun with him. He could have just been a neighborhood watchman. What did he have a gun for, unless he expected to use it? You know, the first rule of having a gun is you better expect to use it. The first thing any gun owner is told is the following. Never, ever pull a gun on anyone unless you're ready to pull the trigger and kill them. Did you know that? I don't know if you understand this. Many of you are gun owners, but you don't understand the power of that weapon you have in your house. Many of you have intellectualized your weapons and fantasized with paper targets. But I think it's very important for you to understand the power inside a weapon, the power inside every bullet. The lethal power in that bullet can take away millions of years of evolution in a human being next to you. It's made for one thing only. It's not made to heal. A gun is made to kill. It's not made for anything else. It's made to kill. Do you understand that? I hope you understand that. I know you don't know what you can't believe what you're hearing. Well, you want me to worship guns? I'm not going to worship a gun. I own guns. I don't worship them. I don't sit there polishing it in my basement, staring at a picture of John Wayne. I'm not like that moron in Connecticut who should have been put in the nut house a long time ago with his mother, that idiot who killed all those children. I mean, what did he have guns for? Why was he allowed to have a gun? Why the mother, by the way, that's a separate story. The mother is culpable of those murders, the one he shot. She had a lunatic son, a mentally deranged son in the basement, and was buying him guns and pictures of Rambo weapons in the basement. A guy like that shouldn't have had a gun. What does it have to do with the Zimmerman case? Everything and nothing. He was a neighborhood watchman. I respect that. He was willing to have the guts to go out and look for troublemakers. I respect that. He had a loaded gun ready to shoot, and shoot it didn't. There's a boy dead, 70-year-old kid. Innocent boy, no. Troubled boy, yes. Boy high on marijuana, but so are most of our politicians. Half of San Francisco is high at any one moment. So what does the marijuana have to do with it? Nothing. Marijuana. Well, San Francisco, they're all on drugs. So what's the difference? You can't walk down the street without getting high from the jerks with their stupid medical marijuana. But that's irrelevant. What's relevant here is that there's someone dead and someone alive. And he's on trial right now for second-degree manslaughter. And I believe he has a great deal of liability. And I believe that he will be found culpable to a certain extent. And I believe he will serve some time. I don't think it's going to go the other way. There's no way he's walking away with no charges. No way whatsoever.